Dialogue. Giving your characters a voice. Chapter 1. What to listen to and where to do it. From the moment you were born, you've spoken. You didn't have any words for a while, none that would be found in a dictionary anyway, but you spoke all the same. You had conversations. You communicated. You talked. Now you want to put conversation down on the page. If you're anything like most writers starting out, and many who've long been writers, dialogue is an aspect of writing that worries you. You're unsure and anxious about getting it right. Don't be. Like any part of writing, it requires work, and it will take time to learn how to do it well, but there's no mystery to dialogue. All your life, you've talked to people, and that's all dialogue is. People talking. The place to start learning to write dialogue is away from your desk. Sit in a public place and just listen. If you feel self-conscious doing this, then take a book you can pretend to be reading while you sit there. It's best to take a notebook with blank pages to look at so you don't actually start reading and get distracted from listening. Also, you can use it to make notes as you sit there. Listen to the way in which people speak. Listen to the words and the rhythm of their speech. Listen to the pattern of their conversation. Try to imagine how the words would be set down on the page. Look, too. Look at the way people move. Body language and gestures can tell the reader as much as the words, sometimes more. How do people use their bodies? How do they use their faces? What effect do movements have on the words? Do the gestures and expressions go with the words, or do they make you suspect there might be more to what the person is saying than he or she is revealing through words alone? Perhaps gestures contradict the words. You're going to use physical movement when you write dialogue, so pay close attention to how it is used off the page. Record the conversations you hear around you. When you play them back, it will remind you of the words people use and the rhythm of their speech.